Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gums and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Oh, it's Pick Six time. This Friday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day. It's been raining off and on.
A little damp out there.
A little bit. But it hasn't rained, I don't think, as much as I thought it was going to. Maybe that's later.
I think that's coming, though.
Yeah. It's coming right when the high school football kicks off tonight, is my prediction.
Which is why there were several games that actually moved last night.
Yeah. Was it Gallatin and Beach last night?
Yeah. Beach got them. Beach stays undefeated. 9-0.
Yeah, that, I was excited about that game.
Why was Jason going crazy back there? What was that
Jason
all about?
Jason went to Beach.
He just, oh my gosh.
I always forget.
Man, he just came out of his shoes. We said, Gallatin versus Beach, and he's like, rawr!
Well, we know, you know, the voice of the Green Wave, Greg Arias.
We do.
And I've talked to him over the last several weeks about them because I'm like, hey, is this for real? Because, you know, you start to see a team get on a roll, and you're like, okay, are they for real? But he knew that Beach was going to be a test, and turns out Beach got him.
That was big.
Playoffs are almost here for high school football.
Well, so November.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe that?
I know. It doesn't feel like November,
this time next week will be November.
And we'll set our clocks back and all that stuff, and it still just doesn't feel that way.
Crazy. All right, Max, let's review.
Yeah, let's review. Let's do it.
I've been producing this show for 2 months, and this is the first time Chase has ever been happy about the result of anything.
It's true.
That's very true.
All right, so last week's Pick Six, we came in. It had gotten closer. Willie has been ahead most of the year. Darren and Chase closed the gap heading into last week. It was Willie 24, Darren 21, Chase 20, and there has now been quite a shakeup. It is no longer Willie alone at the top. It is Darren alone at the bottom.
Ooh.
Michigan at Penn State. Penn State favored by 9.5. They won but did not cover.
Jerks.
Great teams cover.
Chase and Willie had Michigan. Darren had Penn State. So a point for Chase and Willie after a 28-21 win for Dem Nittany Lions. NFL. That was our only college game.
Yeah, it was a crappy schedule last week.
Except we should have put Vandy on there, apparently.
Well, yeah, it was 3-touchdown favorite. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
1-2-5 the game.
Got a lot of people calling in. We still got two lines open if people want to get in line.
We got you here. Yeah.
Texans.
Go Beach.
They're 9-0. You can't make fun of Beach.
No, I'm not. I'm not making fun of Beach. I'm not. I just never seen Jason get that excited. I mean, one word, he just jumped out of his shoes.
Let's go Bucks. Might be the only Bucks who are doing any winning around here this week. We'll see.
Oh,
Texans
careful.
At Colts. Sorry, Curtis.
Wow, look at you throwing some darts back there.
Texans at Colts. We were just picking the winner on the field, which is a new concept. And the Colts won. And all three of you picked the Colts. Mm-hmm. And Chase top shelfed the Colts.
I should have known I should have top shelfed that game.
So 2 points for Chase, 1 point for the others. Chargers at Titans. The Titans were favored by 2.5. They won by three. This was just a precarious game all around. Chase was the only one who picked the Titans.
Tighten up.
Yeah. First time. I said, what was that? What did I say? I'm tired of sticking my hand on the stove. Yep. I'm not going to touch the burner this week. And then what did I do? Get burned by half a point.
Yep. All right. So another point for Chase. Ryan Tannehill, would he throw for fewer than 200 yards, in between 200 and 300 yards, or over 300 yards? And if any of you were bold enough to pick over 300 yards, what two callers were, that would have been worth 2 points. All three of you picked the middle ground, 200 to 299. Darren listed that as his top shelf pick. Mm-hmm. And Tannehill threw for 312 yards. So nobody got it, and possible double points left on the board.
The pass to A.J. Brown, you could have heard me in this city. That pass to A.J. Brown. I said words I can't say on this
Incredible.
Show.
So no points for anybody. That was the only one that Chase got wrong.
What's your first name?
Sorry, Thank Chase.
Darren.
But everybody got it wrong.
That's Chase.
Yeah. All right. Over, under, Chargers points in that game. 20 and a half. Darren, you should go work in Vegas.
Oh, boy.
What a pick. Teetering back and forth between 20 and over 20. And, of course, the Titans get the stop. What did Wesley Woodyard say? Jarrell Casey walks away with the goods.
Yep.
I think that's what he said. Pretty great way to describe it. So the under hits. Darren had the over. Chase had the under. And Willie top shelfed the under. So
top
two for Willie.
Top shelf the under.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Two for Willie, one for Chase, none for Darren on that question. And then the last one. Predators points, or points for any Predators player in the Saturday night game against the Panthers, but Matt Duchene was not eligible.
Do you remember what I said? Do you remember my exact words on the air?
No.
I go, Roman Josi or Victor Arvidsson. Roman Josi or Victor Arvidsson. Roman Josi or Victor Arvidsson. Victor Arvidsson. Whoops. Sorry, Roman.
Yeah. Well, Roman.
Josi scored.
Roman had a goal. Chase had the best pick because you get a point for every point they score. Ryan Ellis had two assists. So
Chase, hot hand.
Chase got two for that. Darren did not get any for Mr. RV, and Willie did not get any for Ryan Johansson. None of you picked Pecorine, who had an assist in the game. He had the secondary assist on Kyle Turris's goal.
That
would have been a great pick.
Just think about that. That would have been that was a better pick than Ryan
Victor
Johansson and Victor Arvidsson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ellis had two apples. Turris and Josi each had a goal. Duchene, who was not allowed to be picked, had an assist. And Pekka had an assist.
An apple sounds good right now. So what are the standings?
Johansson also shot in the shootout but did not score. I would have counted that.
No, that does not
doesn't count.
I'm in charge here.
Doesn't count.
Does not count.
So the score now, after Chase's 7-point week, Willie 28, Chase 27,
Ooh.
Darren 22. And you can tell Darren is lashing out against the multi-point system because we are back to just picking games and over-unders this week.
Oh, multi-points.
Yeah, he's like, now we're done with that.
All right.
Okay, let's do this. Official number guy.
Number one.
Auburn at LSU in the Baton Rouge. That is the 2:30 kickoff CBS. The Tigers of LSU favored by 10.5. Chase.
Go LSU Tiger football.
Going to win by 11 or more, huh?
I'm laying the points. I am a believer in LSU. Go Tigers.
I'll go Auburn.
Okay.
And we have Willie's You've got Willie's picks, Max, if you want to do them on
I will
air.
Be picking on behalf of Willie, who is en route to Tampa, not to interview for the Rays assistant GM job, which is now open. He is picking Auburn.
Yep. Okay.
And Darren, who are you picking?
I took Auburn.
All right.
I took the Tigers.
Go Tigers. Can't lose if you're the Tigers tonight.
Number two.
South Carolina and Knoxville to take on the Vols. That is a 3 o'clock kickoff our time. SEC Network. Tennessee getting 4.5. Tennessee
I hate that
getting
number.
4.5. Chase.
I hate everything about that number. I am taking Tennessee, but I don't feel great about it.
Jeez, sell that pick.
Yeah. That's you the last 3 weeks in underdogs.
I know. I haven't been selling my picks, and I've paid the price.
Yeah, I'm going UT.
They're playing better. By the way, this series, if you go back and look at the Tennessee and LSU games. I mean, Tennessee South Carolina games, and look at the scores.
Right.
Close.
Very.
Close.
They should have won it last year, and they blew it.
Close games. I'll take the points. Give me the Vols.
But I don't like that number.
Clean sweep. Willie has also taken Tennessee.
Well, this is no way for me to get back in this contest.
Number three.
Big one Saturday night on ABC. Michigan and Notre Dame in the Big House, Ann Arbor, after Jim Harbaugh has passed out letters to all the parents. I'm not going to the NFL.
Sure.
Just don't listen to them. Don't listen to the noise. That game is a pick 'em. Think about that. Michigan is at home versus Notre Dame, and that game is a pick 'em. I've watched Michigan. There's really nothing impressive about them. Notre Dame has been more impressive than Michigan. I just have a weird feeling. It's just one of those things, man.
I know where you're going now.
It's a weird feeling. I'm taking Michigan. I just think this is a game he's got
to
get.
Because everything tells you not to. So.
He's got to get this, man. The narrative is going to get – the noise is going to get so loud if they lose this game. I'm going to go Michigan. Well, even though I don't think they're that good.
I am going to go with Notre Dame. But I see your point. But I'm taking Notre Dame.
Willie is joining Chase up in South Bend.
Okay.
Number four.
Bucks and Titans, not the Beach Bucks. Tampa Bay Bucks. Nissan Stadium. We need the game total. Sunday at noon. Remember, this is a noon kickoff, not 3:05. It's going to be shown on Fox. Titans are favored by 2.5. I know this is silly because I said I'm not going to put my hand on the stove last week, and I didn't, and I got burned. But I'm not putting my hand on there again. I'm still not going to do it. I've told you, I don't love this spot. I don't. I'm going to take Tampa and the points.
You're consistent. If anything, you're consistent.
I've said it all week. I got a weird feeling about this game. Got a weird feeling.
All right. Here I go. Give me the Titans. Top shelf.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Willie will be taking the Titans. Darren, would you like to top shelf the Bucks? You're the only one on that side.
No, I've got in mind what I'm going to do top shelf, but I'm not ready to reveal it yet.
Number five.
All right, we've been talking about it. Bucks come in as the fourth best scoring team in the league. They are essentially putting up 29 points. I think it's 28.8. 29 points a game. The Titans defense is the fourth best in points scored against in the league. They are holding opponents to 16 points a game. As we've talked about, well discussed, our over-under was 20.5. They have not given up more than 20 points in a game all season. But with this being the offense that they're facing, we're going to do over and under on points scored by Tampa. But this week, the number is 21.5. 21.5. So basically, you're saying it's going to have to be 24 or more, really. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 23s, I guess, kind of. But
right.
22's rare. You ever see that? So we're going to bump it up. Bump it up one. Can Tampa get where no team has been this year scoring on the Titans defense? Over, under, 21.5. What's Willie got?
Willie is over.
Willie is over?
Took the over.
Wow. He top shelfed under last week, and now he's going over.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. Chase.
I will take the under. I will still have faith in the Titans defense.
I'm going to go over. And finally.
Number six.
This is interesting.
This is, yeah.
I want you to listen to these names, okay? This is who the Bucks defense, rush defense, has gone up against this year. Christian McCaffrey. Has anybody watched his body of work this year? They've already played Carolina twice. This is McCaffrey's
MVP-like season.
Yes, these are McCaffrey's numbers against the Bucks defense. 16 carries, 37 yards. That's his best game. 22 carries, 31 yards. That's the two games. Saquon Barkley, albeit he got hurt, but he had 8 carries for 10 yards before leaving the game. Alvin Kamara, who is spectacular, even though he's hurt right now, he has done it better than anybody. 16 carries, 62 yards. Todd Gurley, 5 carries, 16 yards. Breida of San Francisco, the undefeated 49ers, 15 carries, 37 yards. Derrick Henry rushing yards, over, under, 49.5. Over, under, 49.5. What's Willie got?
Willie is going under top shelf.
I'm Jace? Going under. I'm going to play the numbers, go under.
I'm going to go under as well.
All right.
I want you to listen to this closely, Max Herz.
Oh, yeah, you're
Michigan, top shelf.
Ooh. Michigan.
Big swing game for this contest right there.
Yeah, it is.
Wolverines, top shelf. All right. Loaded lines. We'll come back and get you locked into our contest. Remember, this week's winner, Monday Night Raw, WWE, Bridgestone Arena on December 2nd. That's what's on the line. Pair of tickets to see that.
Ooh, yeah.
You know the list. Do you have people that are going to be there?
Yeah, we're going to have, let's see, the Universal Champion Seth Rollins, the Raw Women's Champion, the man, Becky Lynch, United States Champion, the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, actually, they are not the champions anymore, the Kabuki Warriors are, the Raw Tag Team Champions, Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode, also not the champions anymore. We got to update this copy.
And that's exactly why I handed it to you, my friend.
There you go.
That's called a veteran. That's a veteran move right there.
How often does the champion change?
It depends.
Right, we will come back.
Great.
Loaded lines, your phone calls, next on ESPN 102.5, The Game. Pick six time, 737-1025, 615-737-1025. Get in on our contest. By doing that, you get two top shelves. Let's start with Max. Max, you're up first. Welcome in.
All right, Max, you ready? Max, turn your radio down, please.
Okay, we'll have to come back to Max. Let's go to Baxter. Baxter, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hi, guys.
All right, let's start this off. Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5.
I'm going to take LSU.
South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
I'm going to take Tennessee.
Notre Dame at Michigan. That's a pick 'em.
Oh. I'm going to take Notre Dame.
Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Need a game total.
Titans. Okay. 38.
Over under points scored by the Bucks. 21.5.
Under tops, you know.
Derrick Henry rushing yards over under 49.5.
I'm going to go over top shelf.
All right, there we go.
You got two top shelves?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Baxter. I think we were getting that was coming from his phone.
Yeah, it's probably the Bluetooth thing. Jason, he said under for points scored by the Bucks as a top shelf, and then over for Derrick Henry as a top shelf.
All right, let's see if Max is listening to us now. Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
All right. Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5.
Auburn.
South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
South Carolina top shelf.
Okay. Notre Dame at Michigan. It's a pick 'em.
Notre Dame.
Bucks at the Titans. The Titans minus 2.5. Also need a game total.
Titans and 46.
Over under points scored by the Bucks at 21.5.
Under top shelf.
Derrick Henry rushing yards over under 49.5.
Over.
All right, Max.
Got everything? All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
737-1025. Let's go to Cody. Cody, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
All right, Cody. Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5.
LSU top shelf.
Ooh, I like it. South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
Tennessee.
Notre Dame at Michigan. It's a pick 'em.
Notre Dame.
Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Titans 42.
Over under points scored by the Bucks at 21.5.
Under top shelf.
Derrick Henry rushing yards over under 49.5.
Over.
We get two top shelves?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Cody.
Yep. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. 737-1025. Let's go to Jay. Jay, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right, Jay, Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5.
Auburn Tigers.
South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
Tennessee plus 4.5. Put it on the top shelf.
Go Vols. Notre Dame at Michigan. It's a pick 'em.
Go Big Blue.
Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Titans minus 2.5 and 49.
Over under points scored by the Buccaneers at 21.5.
That'd be under.
Derrick Henry rushing yards over under at 49.5.
Let the big dog eat, baby. It's going over.
Got two top. Need one more top shelf.
Let's do Derrick Henry.
All right. Derrick Henry.
He
okay,
says,
Jay.
Let the big dog eat.
Thank you very much. We're going to find out. Tell you what, Kamara's the only one that's hit the over this season.
I'm starting to feel weird number. About that now. But
card laid.
Card laid's a card played.
Card played. JP, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
All right, JP. Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5.
LSU.
South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
I'm going to take the game tops, and that'll be top shelf number one.
Notre Dame at Michigan. It's a pick 'em.
Wolverine, top shelf number two.
Ooh. Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Need the game total as well.
Titans 38.
Over under points scored by the Bucks at 21.5.
We're going under.
Derrick Henry rushing yards over under 49.5.
The big dog's going over.
Okay, there we go.
All right, JP, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
737-1025. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
Steven, Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5.
I got to go with the Titans' next quarterback with the Fighting Joes. Give me LSU.
Okay, Joe Burrow to the Titans. I like it. South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
South Carolina, double top shelf.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Double top shelf. Okay. How about that? Okay.
Notre Dame at Michigan. It's a pick 'em.
Michigan.
Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Titans and 41.
Over under points scored by the Tampa Bay Bucks at 21.5.
Under.
Derrick Henry rushing yards over under 49.5.
This will make Stillman insufferable, but it will be over.
Thank you, Steven. Appreciate it. So far, Max is telling me that everybody has picked the under.
All six Titans picks have been the same for those last three questions.
Wow.
Everybody picked the Titans. Everybody picked under points and over rushing yards.
Wow.
How about that?
All right.
Man. Okay. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well. Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5. Say LSU. Okay, we're having some phone issues.
So, who did you say, LSU?
LSU, yeah.
Okay, there we go. South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
Going South Carolina.
Notre Dame at Michigan. It's a pick 'em.
Notre Dame top shelf.
There is one top shelf. Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Need the game total as well.
I'm going Bucks, and I'm 43.
Over under points scored by the Bucks, 21.5.
Over.
Derrick Henry rushing yards over under 49.5.
Over top shelf.
There we go. Two top shelves.
All righty. Thanks for the call. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it.
All right. We'll step away. We'll come back with another bank of phone calls. Loaded lines. 737-1025. 615-737-1025. More calls. Last chance to get locked in via the telephone and get your two top shelves on the other side of Darren, Donick, and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Radio. By the way, we got pregame coverage leading you up to Titans and Bucks on Sunday. It all starts, Max, when?
7 a.m. with me and Calvin Smith.
And what's it on?
Can't wait.
The radio.
The radio. The radio. And then things shift to George Jones downtown on 2nd Avenue. 9:30 to 11:30. And that, too, will be on the radio.
If they're listening right now, they know.
They know.
That's a good point. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. Get locked into pick six. Let's see. Jason. Jason, you're up next. Welcome in.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jason. Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5.
Give me Auburn.
South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
Give me Tennessee and make that my top shelf.
All right, there's one top shelf. Notre Dame at Michigan. It's a pick 'em.
Give me Michigan.
Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Give me the Titans and 48 points.
Over, under, points scored by the Bucks at 21.5.
Let's go over and make that my other top shelf.
All right. Derrick Henry, rushing yards, over, under 49.5.
Let's go over.
All right.
Got everything? All right. Thank you, Jason.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Mark. That leaves one line available, by the way. Mark, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Mark. Let's see if you're a winner. Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5.
Give me LSU top shelf.
South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
Tennessee.
Notre Dame at Michigan. It's a pick 'em.
Notre Dame.
Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need the game total.
The Titans, 44 points, and that's my top shelf, too.
All right. Over, under, points scored by the Bucks, 21.5.
I'm going to say under.
Derrick Henry rushing yards, over, under 49.5.
I'm going to say over.
All right. Mark, good luck.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're going to take the everybody who's on here. Guys, they'll all be locked in, okay? But that's it. So everybody on the line, hang with us. We'll get to you on the air. Everybody else, you'll have to go to thegamenashville.com. Let's go to Cole. Cole, you're up next. Welcome in.
Good afternoon, guys.
All right, Cole, Tigers at Tigers. Tigers minus 10.5.
Let's go LSU top shelf.
All right. South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
Go Vols, second top shelf.
Notre Dame at Michigan. It's a pick 'em.
Notre Dame.
Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Let's go Titans 48.
Over under points scored by the Buccaneers, 21.5.
Under.
Derrick Henry rushing yards, over under 49.5.
He's going over.
All right.
He's going over. Thank
good
you,
luck.
Cole.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too. 737-1025. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. We're going to just take
yeah, you
these.
Shut it down.
I did. I shut it down. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis, welcome into pick six.
Thank you.
Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5.
Give me LSU.
South Carolina at Tennessee. Tennessee plus 4.5.
South Carolina.
Notre Dame at Michigan. It's a pick 'em.
Michigan.
Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Obviously the Bucks top shelf, 49.
You won't be there to see it, but that's cool. Over under points scored
wow.
Over under points scored by the Bucks, 21.5.
It'll be way over.
Derrick Henry rushing yards, over under 49.5.
Under.
We got two top shelves. Need one more top shelf.
The other top shelf is the
Is the what?
You cut out.
Just give him the Bucks.
He's on the way to Boston, so.
Wow.
We'll give him the Bucks double top shelf to win.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't think he'll complain about that.
No.
All right, last one via the telephone. Let's go Bernard. Bernard, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, boys.
Auburn at LSU. LSU minus 10.5.
LSU.
South Carolina at Tennessee plus 4.5.
Tennessee.
Notre Dame at Michigan, it's a pick 'em.
Michigan top shelf.
Bucks at the Titans. Titans minus 2.5. Also need the game total.
Bucks top shelf. Game total of 42.
Over under points scored by the Bucks at 21.5.
Over.
Derrick Henry rushing yards over under 49.5.
Under 49.5.
Got two top shelves?
Yep.
Cool.
Bernard, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, boys.
He's won. He's really good. And he picked Michigan top shelf and the Bucks top shelf. Just saying.
Okay. So you feel good about that is what
I'm
you're
just saying.
Saying.
I feel a lot better about my picks now because I had Michigan top shelf and I took the Bucks. And Bernard has won this contest. And
he's
even won when he's not eligible. He's been a very good picker.
He has. There you go.
O.J. Howard is out for the Bucks.
That's interesting.
Curtis, don't drive off the road. Hopefully you were expecting that. O.J. Howard has had a really down year, really bad year. Like, if you remember, and I know it's just fantasy football, but it's based off stats and projections.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into the season for all the drafts, O.J. Howard was identified as the next best tight end to draft after the big three. Now, you know who the big three are, right? Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
George Kittle.
Yep.
Who lives in Nashville now in the offseason. And Zach Ertz. And, oh, by the way, Zach Ertz has had a poop year. I mean, he's done nothing. He has been a huge disappointment. Dare I say it, a fantasy bust this year for the tight end position. The next guy they identified, if you didn't get one of the big three, was O.J. Howard. Most services you looked at, most places, they had O.J. Howard as the next tight end you should grab. And he has had a very, very disappointing year. I don't know why. It's not like the Bucks aren't scoring. It's not like Jameis Winston isn't throwing. But I don't know why. And like I said, he's out for this game, so he's not going to be an issue. But I just – he's been a huge disappointment this season.
He has. And he was somebody coming out that I, you know, was hoping the Titans would look at. And he ended up going to the Bucks. So, yeah, but it's been rough. But that still, that's a target, that's a weapon for Jameis Winston that's out, and that's something that the Titans are going to have to try and take advantage of. I know you don't have a good feeling about this game. You're picking the Bucks in pick six, but I feel like they may not be exactly what they were last week with the offense, but I still think it's going to be good enough because I you know, the defense, I think, can do their part too for the Titans. So I'm still feeling good and going Titans.
Well, you've gone Titans every week, so
I have. I mean,
it's not anything new.
Staying on brand.
Yeah.
You got mad at me for not making a prediction. I'm making a prediction.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen listed as questionable. He's missed the last two practices with a hamstring. So keep that in mind. I also saw this. What did I say after coming back from Cleveland in week one watching the Browns and the Titans in person? What did I say about the Browns left tackle?
He wasn't very good.
I said he stinks.
Yeah, he got benched.
Greg Robinson is awful. Well, he's informed the media today that he's being benched.
Yep.
And they said, well, who's replacing you? And he said, I don't know. It's just not going to be me at left tackle.
Oops.
So I thought that was interesting. That's interesting. So good stuff. Good participation as always. Good luck to everybody in Pick 6 when we come back. A conversation with Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard. He had a big play last Sunday in the Titans' victory over the Chargers. You'll hear from him next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Becker and Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We got a chance to catch up with Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard after practice, and this is what he had to say. Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard is on the line. Wesley, how you doing?
No, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Hey, you've been doing this. We're doing fantastic. You've played in a lot of football games, and I suspect probably some crazy endings in your lifetime at every level. Where did that one stack up?
That's definitely a top three finish, man. You know, I've had been around some great football games here and then out in Denver as well, but that one last week was definitely one for the records and one to remember.
No doubt. That's back-to-back years. The finish with the Chargers has been exciting, right? I know you came up on the wrong end in London last year, but holy cow, they've been fun to watch at the end.
Yeah, man, without a doubt, man. It's because you get two teams that know how to play the game of football. We made the playoffs the year before that. The Chargers have been making the playoffs a lot of years in the past 10 years, so they know how to win. And, you know, we're just trying to use this momentum just like they did last year to propel them into the playoffs. You know, this was a pivotal game last year in both of our seasons just like it was this year. So we got to use this momentum and ride that on and just keep stacking these dubs.
Peel back the curtain for us radio dudes that don't get to experience what you experience every Sunday, and thank goodness for you guys. We're doing this. Take us through what it's like in the huddle when, as the game is getting close and the Chargers are right there and they got first and goal. And I mean, what are you guys talking about? What's your mindset in the final minute of the game trying to keep them out of the end zone?
Oh, yeah, right then and there in that last seconds, man. As players, we're all, you know, screaming out. We're talking to each other, hey, be alert for this. All while we're waiting on a call until we can give over more checks and more things that we can look forward to. But a lot of guys are calling out plays. I know me, myself, calling out plays, or Logan's calling out plays. But more importantly, it's the mindset. And that's something that I can vividly remember hearing me and Kenny and Jarrell, too. Like, it's a mindset. Everything's happened for a reason. You know, they don't have to score. I know that's what I was preaching. You know, every blade of grass, we got to defend. So little things like that to try to get your mind ready before the play starts. And then all of a sudden the call comes in. Now we're echoing the call. Now we have to communicate a little bit more. Hey, you need to do this. Hey, drop here. Do this. Do that. And it's just little things that get you locked in. And when that play comes, somebody has to go out there and make that play happen.
Wesley, we were discussing this, and of course, again, we're sitting where we're sitting on Monday, where you can go back through everything. But one thing that was an interesting decision at the time was with the runoff coming after the review.
Right.
They didn't have any timeouts, but you guys elected to take the timeout. Did you think that was a good way for you guys to sort of reset that mentality you were talking about? Because there's an argument the other way, put them in sort of the frenzy, make them have to scramble, but you guys were able to regroup as well.
Oh, without a doubt, and that's a good thing. A lot of people have been asking me, like, hey, did that mess up the Florida game, timeouts here, penalties here and there? And I'm like, man, actually, as a defensive unit, it gives you more time to get your thoughts back in order and get your breath. That's the most important thing, because they drove the ball down the field. So you're a little bit antsy, a little bit drained just off of the just off of them making plays. And once they slow the game down, that makes the defensive unit home back in and focus up. And, you know, that last situation with those time, calling timeouts, hey, man, it worked out in our favor. We got a chance to get off the field. Big Jeff got a lot of pushback into the backfield. I was able to come off the edge and strip the ball. And, you know, Jarrell Casey ran away with the goods.
Did you know right away, Wesley?
Oh, yeah. I knew right away. When Jeff, you know, especially looking back on the film, I can give more greater details now, but Jeffrey got a lot of push up the middle, which caused him to, you know, change his footwork. So he was going in the A-gap, and it made him bounce out a little bit wider. And by doing that, you know, he's trying to put two hands on the ball. So I'm coming off the edge at this time, and in my mind, I'm like, let me get my hand across him and pull him back away from the goal line. But in doing that, I'm like, oh, there's the ball. So I reached my hand out, popped the ball out, and immediately I knew it was a fumble. It was just that if he would have got on top of the ball in the end zone, that would have been a touchdown. So that was what I was worried about. But I saw it hit Jarrell's stomach, and I knew we were in good hands.
There was another thing that was floated out there, and Mike Vrabel was trying to go back through all of his thoughts. And, of course, this is a frenzy going 100 miles an hour at the time. But did they float the idea at you guys as a defense to let them score at all?
No, not at all. Heck no.
And you guys would not have had anything of that. You guys wouldn't have wanted that either, would you?
No, not at all. It's, hey, defend every blade of grass. make them kick a field goal. That's their best outcome that they can get in that situation. They're not winning the game on us, and we're not letting them score, especially not with not that many timeouts and about 30 seconds left. Heck no, we got to keep them out.
Yeah, that wasn't a no, that was a heck no.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Just real quick, you brought up Big Jeff. I mean, look, anybody that said they knew that's what it would look like the first time out there, they're Pinocchio. Give me a break. Now, maybe you guys, because you've been around him watching him work to get to this point, but all of us and fans, give me a break. How could you have seen him having that impact that fast? What about for you guys? I mean, tell us. I mean, what did you think you were going to get out of him in his first NFL game?
I'll tell you what. From players, he had a short leash because he walked around here this whole time since he came back in OTAs and everything. He talks more trash than anybody. And we were like, you act like a veteran and you haven't even stepped on a football field. So we'd be like, young man, get on the field first. So he definitely earned some stripes and opened up some eyes. But we've been seeing it in practice. Last week he had a really good pass rush that let people know, let our coaches know, hey, he's ready to go in the game. So that's what we need from him, man. That's what he got drafted that high for, to make those impact plays and to continue to anchor down the defensive line.
Wesley Woodyard is with us, the Lumberjack here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And you got a lot of young linebackers in that room with you you guys, but Cam Wake comes in as a free agent this year. What have you learned out of him, having Cam Wake around?
Man, you know, Cam's a really great vet inside the locker room. You know, his locker is we put a space in between us. We call that the veteran locker. That's what happens when you get 10 plus years, you get a bonus locker to hold over all your extra envelopes, your junk, all your junk mail that you get sent in, your new packages. So, you know, Cam's, man, he's a competitor, man. You know, coming from Miami, they didn't get a chance to make the playoffs that many times. If they made it once, I think so, maybe one time. But anyway, I say that to say this. You know, he's a guy that comes into work every day trying to practice hard, trying to get everybody better, and he wants to get into the postseason. So he's giving it his all, and I think that's something great that our young outside linebackers need to see, that, hey, here's a guy that's played 14 years in the NFL, and he comes to work every day like it's year one. And that's all you can ask for a guy coming into a new team, that they continue to do the things that got them brought here and continue to pull other people up with them.
You're one of the leaders on this defense. How much pride do you guys have holding opponents to 20 or less so far this season?
It's big for us, man. That's something that we come out every week and we talk about. Limit the opponent chances to score. If they get in the red zone, make them kick field goals. And that's something that's never going to change no matter who we play. And last week, man, we focused on one of our keys being good on third down, and that didn't happen. You know, that allowed the Chargers to stay in the game, and that's something that we got to continue to work on. The third down and continue to make sure guys not score in the red zone and they kick field goals.
How nice was it for the offense to give you guys, you know, put some points up and give you guys a little bit of a cushion to work with?
Oh, it was great, man. Truly a full-fledged team effort to pull that victory off last week, and that's all we need, man. Everybody continue to play hard and play together and play for one another, and I don't think anybody will be able to come in between us when it comes to this season, man. You know, the sky's still the limit. We have to just make sure we take advantage of the opportunities that we have at hand, and this week it's the Buccaneers.
Wesley, I know you've got to hit the practice field, but let me just say this. Everybody has loved covering you and talking with you. It's conversations like this, but let me also say this. Keep up the good work in the community, too. Everybody really appreciates what you do away from the football field as well.
Oh, man, I appreciate it so much. Hey, you got to get – just like the game of football, you got to go in there and make a play. It's the same thing with the community. You got to go in there and make a play and make something happen for a greater good.
Hey, I love it. Hey, go have fun on Sunday. Go get another win, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, tighten up.
Good stuff from Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard. We always enjoy our conversations with him. Don't forget Titans and Tampa over at Nissan Stadium Sunday at noon. You have a great weekend. Man, are we going to have lots to talk about when we come back on Monday morning at 10 a.m. We will see you then.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.